You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
John Sebastian sang that, wrote that. They had many hits. They were hippies. That's the first band I ever saw in concert as a child in Murray, Kentucky at the Murray State football field.
My first one was Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton in the Coliseum here. The Islands in the Stream tour.
I'm sorry I missed that.
No, but you know what? My first 45 was Eddie Money's I Love a Rainy Night. It was the first 45 I ever had.
And my first concert.
No, not Eddie Money, Eddie Rabbit.
Eddie Rabbit, that's
my
right.
My first concert was Milli Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain. Look where we're going here.
Golly,
this is
what
just
a theme.
Amazing.
Thematic, magical radio. Let's go back to the phones where it's even more depressing. Who's here? Shelby, what do you have for us?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. I was recently married, and my husband wants to adopt my son. We have not heard from his father in a decade. He's not on the birth certificate, but he does pay child support. Do we need to get his parental rights stripped because there is no visitation or anything like that legally? Or can we go straight to adoption and just bring the phone records to show that there's been no contact?
No, you're going to have his parental rights taken away at first. Or what you can
what
do.
What rights does he have if he didn't sign the piece of paper?
Yeah, but he's the putative father.
He's sending checks.
What you can do is you can try and have a step-parent adoption where you can allow your new parent to adopt, and he would sign off on it. And by signing off on it, he wouldn't owe you any future child support. Do you think
I'm
he'd
totally
be willing
okay
to do
with that?
That?
But I don't even know how to find him anymore. He has sold his house.
Mm.
Then you can. You're just going to try and do a step parent adoption, and you'll have to alert the court. You'll have to publish for him. It's doable. It's doable. How long you've been married, though? Let me ask you that question.
We've been married for 3 months. But I've known him 14 years.
Yeah, I would tell you the court's going to want you guys to be married a little bit longer before he just starts. And I would tell you that's a good idea.
So is the ex in this, is he in this town still?
She doesn't know.
No, he lives out of state. And like I said, the last contact was in 2007.
Well, there are some websites that for about $30, they'll find him.
Yeah.
And they're being touted now on the internet everywhere. And they can find anybody and their record and all that stuff. There are several of those sites. And if you can find them, you can find him.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good luck to you. And one last one here. Hate to end the fun. Teresa for Lawyer Bill. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Lawyer Bill.
Hi.
What you got, ma'am?
I lost my house that I had paid for. The county sold it for back taxes.
Okay.
And I was, at the time I was in the hospital, I had a lot of medical problems. And then the man who purchased the house paid over $3,000 and last year I got a letter from the civil court saying that the money was mine. And I went down there and they were talking to me about jumping through hoops that I didn't understand. And I'm disabled. I need the money. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. I don't really understand the question. They sold your house and took it, but then you got a letter saying that they had money and you need it and you can't get it.
Yes, sir. The man who bought my home paid $3,000. The man who bought my home paid $3,000 more than what it was worth. And I'm supposed to. The letter told me that the money was rightfully mine.
Okay. And you've gone down there, and they've told you that there's some things you need to get done.
Yes, sir. They had to write a letter and had to have certain words in it that that I didn't understand.
Okay.
And I went to a lawyer, and she wanted $300 to walk across the street, and I didn't have my check then, and I couldn't. And I used legal aid, and be honestly, I don't think he really knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have a lot of, I would just tell you, you're going to need to sit down with a lawyer. $300 sounds like a pretty fair deal to get $3,000.
And your ventriloquist.
I would tell you to do that once you have your check. Okay?
Pardon me?
I would tell you to go back to whoever that lawyer was and give them $300 and let them handle it.
Yeah, I would have then, but I didn't have it. But that would be the best thing for me to do.
I would suggest that. Okay?
All right. Ma'am. Well, thank you, and good luck.
Maybe that and a nap.
Well, that was good.
I ain't got the word.
I'm not sure what she will.
Whoever the guy in the background was should have gotten on and talked to us.
Maybe. But he was perhaps busy mixing cocktails.
Maybe.
Or making pancakes. Or, chopping up stuff. I have no idea. But
he was getting ready for Bruce. He wants to hear about the style issues.
Yeah, the style issues, and the flyer is going to be.
I'm kind of pissed at Bruce. I don't know why none of us. We're stylish folks. Why are none of us pictured in that style issue?
Because
not one of us.
Because we're all over 30.
You're dapper, Drake.
Well, sometimes
you're a good-looking man.
So, yeah. Well, I don't need to be. I mean, I don't want to be seen anywhere by anybody.
Danny's just Danny. Danny should be on the cover.
No, I looked at this girl on the cover, and the way she is squatting down, and there's not one, no cellulite. I mean, there's no way I'd make the cover.
You know the phrase airbrushing, don't you?
I don't know. But if I squatted like that, you would not see me on the cover of a magazine.
No, I don't believe that.
I saw the squat and thought, well, that's almost in bad taste. But maybe she was downtown somewhere and she had just had to.
I think she's a doll. She looks like Twiggy or even Twiggy's daughter.
The point is, we're not in
it. What's
her name? Twiggy Jr. We have to go now.
All right.
It was a pleasure and a joy to be with you, as always. And thank you. The number to your office for people to call if they can dial the phone is?
That's going to be 761-5353 or on the web at lawyerbill.com.
Are your emails, they come in regularly and all the time and questions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, now Devin, my right hand, she helps me check my email because I admit I'm bad at checking my email daily.
Well, that's part of your job, so that's why people hate lawyers. So don't be a dick and check them.
I'll yes, sir.
All right.
I'll be better.
Thank you so much, Bill Jones, the Jones Law Firm. We'll do a break and come back. Harry's Razors. Bill should get one there. Greg, get one for his dad, maybe. Get one for his son. He's about to be shaven. This Harry's thing is becoming a very popular thing among men who shave. Those with beards, doesn't matter. You shave your cheeks, you shave your neck, you trim your sideburns. Everything is featured on this razor at a great, great price. Harry's has changed the way men buy razors and use them. And they have a quality guarantee of 100%. They take less profit and sell to you over the internets, which saves everybody money on this great five-blade razor. They have a deal right now. The set is yours for free. You just cover the shipping. The trial set includes the Truman set with the ergonomic handle, the five engineered blades that are precise and sharp and will shave you good, trimmer blade and more, the shave gel, travel blade cover, and the post-shave balm. $20 value, but for you, because you're awesome, it's free. Just the shipping cost. Only available if you use my promo code, Drake, at harrys.com. Free trial. A $20 value free for you at harrys.com. Use Drake at checkout, and you can be shaving just like Harry does. So get some today. All right? Thank you.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Bruce Van Weingarten is our friend and the editor of the Memphis Flyer on newsstands weekly with something new for everybody every week. This week it's summer fashion, my favorite issue. And there's a girl with a purse and shoes and a T-shirt on the cover. And inside, I guess, there's more pictures. I didn't get to that part yet.
Yeah, it's pretty much cutting edge journalism this week.
It's pretty hard hitting.
Yep.
Like the beer issue.
We blew it off. Yeah, we really did go after it this week.
So last night, I did not sleep well. I don't know why.
Fashion.
I was just worried about, you know, just my clothes for the day, like I always do. And so I had this dream. It's very strange. And they usually are fleeting, and you go pee, and then they're gone. But this one, you came over to my...
I was in your dreams.
Yes. I have no idea what this means. And I was trying to analyze and break down...
I'm afraid to even think about
the subconscious and what it produces. I was in a duplex by myself or something. And you came over to return a typewriter. But the typewriter was also partly a computer. And you put it down in front of me, and there was a piece on top that was removable, and it was upside down, and you turned it over and put it on the right way.
Mm.
And then and you had on a cowboy hat.
And it sounds like Oedipus issues to me.
I don't know if it's Oedipal or if it's, I don't know what it is. So we went inside, and my dad was there, and I introduced you to him, and he said hello, and then he walked off and vanished into the clouds.
So I'm replacing your father.
No,
in this dream. No, tell me more.
No, and then I was going to give you a new computer monitor, but you didn't want it. And then I woke up.
Oh man, so I would have taken that.
So I think you were being a dick, and you broke my typewriter and brought it back, but you fixed it.
But
you didn't.
The significant part of this is that your father is involved, which means that I'm really a lot older than I am, or that I have the wisdom of the ages, or that I'm your father figure, which is kind of sad.
I think it's the wisdom of the ages part. Okay. Let's go with that. But why would you have it? But the typewriter, because you're a writer, that would make
right.
sense.
Right. I have several typewriters. I collect them.
Yeah. Well, and so that's, so somehow... Maybe I astral traveled into your typewriter dream.
You traveled?
Astral.
Okay.
It's where you leave your...
Oh, yeah, like Astral Weeks, Van Morrison.
And you go up and you see people that are dead and you meet them and talk to them and have coffee.
This is deep stuff.
I know. Wow. So back to the chick.
Chick on the cover.
That is squatting on the cover.
You guys, Wes said the same thing. You had a different thought about that than most, I would say, healthy, normal men would have.
Well, we're just older, and you know things change.
Yeah.
You write about, well, basically the First Amendment, and reading this story, and the mothers like it are starting to really annoy people like me that have been in this business, broadcasting, whatever you want to call it. You're a writer. I'm a broadcaster. Just the idea that we are being denied access to the truth or not the truth or to anything is very upsetting.
It's a combination of the sort of failure and of daily journalist print journalism to figure out how to survive. And so you've got these Gannett type folks coming in who are buying newspapers by the bushel. And in Tennessee, they have decided that there's a Tennessee network and they're treating the state like it's Delaware. And that we're all one, you know, happy
one
Tennessee crew. But, you know, Dallas is closer than Knoxville, or close enough.
Right.
And we don't care that much about, you know, what's going on in Knoxville City Council or politics. But yet we're all in Nashville and Memphis and Knoxville getting each other's news. And they, you know, coalesce all these papers into some one sort of network of Tennessee that doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes. I had a friend in Nashville who said that... They're reading stories about the front porch on Beale Street and McEwen potato salad recipes because they figure Nashvillians want to know about what Tennessee restaurants are doing. There's no logic to this at all.
No, we are trying to be patient, I think, with our brethren that still work there.
It's not their fault.
As they go through growing pains. But you have friends like, Mr. Waters, who's here every Tuesday.
And who is a great asset to this community.
he's one of the you know, last great parts of that paper. But you sense his frustration too because of the typos and just the entire preparation of the paper is tacky and not done well, and the sports page is irrelevant, and that's going to be a problem come football season. But maybe they will adjust as they go, or do you find that that is maybe unlikely?
I don't know that it's likely. I'm hearing that they're talking about doing one press for all their papers in Tennessee, which would, exacerbate, I would think, some of the problems they have with reporting on night events. Night baseball now is sort of silly. Every morning you see every game is late. You can't look the score. So.
Because it's on your phone at 10:30, but right. Not paper.
Well, I didn't mean to get off on bashing the CA, but the bigger part of this is combination of that sort of suffering by the journalistic companies, but also that's coordinated with the government's intentions to shut down the press and limiting access to press conferences and that sort of thing is in combination is making us dumber and less informed about our government. Now we're doing the health care bill in secret. I mean, there's just all this crazy. I don't know why. I guess you do know why. When folks in power don't want the press around, there's a reason. It's because they're trying to do something that they don't want you to know about.
And to add to that theory, when Sean Spicer doesn't have the answer to any question, that's upsetting. He doesn't talk to the president.
Right.
Therefore, he doesn't know what's going on. It makes him look like a bigger buffoon than, I mean, he might be, but it's embarrassing.
No, I think that there's chaos there. And, I mean, what do we know? We're out in Memphis, Tennessee. We don't know what goes on in the White House, but the outward appearance is that nothing is coordinated, that it's all sort of make it up as you go along and shoot from the hip. And it, when the press shoots from the hip, everybody else reacts and tries to spin it in a coherent way, which is sometimes very difficult.
Well, that's a good point, a coherent being the operative word, because at night I torture myself by going from Newser to CNN to Drudge to HuffPost to Fox News to whatever else to see who has what take on what. And it's remarkable the differences in from site to site.
And folks who don't shift around like that, I force myself to do it too.
Yeah.
Are getting, basically channeled in one direction.
Right.
Like today, and this is the thing that's sad to me, the CA had a great story today that was done by the Gannett Newswork on Brian Kelsey and his fundraising activities, and they're a little sketchy, to say the least.
We discovered and discussed that, yeah.
Yeah, and you've already done that. But that I'm wondering, with the declining circulation and folks don't read, how does that get out? This sort of thing is just... It makes things harder for our democracy.
Yes, it does. That's a good point. And as Wes caught, the two gentlemen that did this piece and printed off, it's about four pages about Kelsey and the five others that they have tapped to be investigated. But these are the same two dudes that did the piece on, what was this? It was all about?
It was state-level corruption.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these guys work for the Tennessean, and we had one of the guys on. And we went through the entire, story. And I said, so what will be the results of this? Any punishment or consequences? He said, no. And nothing ever happened, and it was dropped.
Right.
That's scary.
Well, it's the result of having nothing against the Republicans. You've got one party running all the levers, controlling all the levers of power. And so... the FEC, I think that's who it was, FEC that levied these charges?
Yes.
Who's in charge of that now? Who knows?
Yeah.
Is anybody even in the offices of the FEC? Because Trump hasn't appointed
a number of
three-fourths of the government positions that are appointees are not done yet.
And why hasn't that been discussed? The whole thing is becoming... I mean, it's impossible to dismiss it from your mind completely, but it's getting easier to just go, there's no point in the anxiety and the questioning. It's just, there's no point to it because there's so much going on that we don't have any answers for. And the more you seek, the less you find, and the more angry you get.
And I think we also we're just getting dumbed down as a country. We're reading less. We're funneling ourselves into our little... channels and reading what we want to read, and we're not. Our populace is not as educated as it once was.
Well, it's a problem when Facebook and Twitter and things are read more and addressed more and played with more than the actual news of the day.
And that becomes the source of your news because you read the links that your friends send you, and you read the news that Facebook puts in your feed because Facebook knows what you like.
And it supports your beliefs, and therefore, if it's on the internet and it's on your Facebook page,
so
it must be right.
If there's political stuff that you don't want to know about or you would find uncomfortable, I don't get to read it.
Oh,
so we're just so screwed.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. There's a reason it's the first.
Yep.
Reads the end of Mr. Van Weingarten's op-ed piece, front page inside of the new flyer. The flyby page I read with amusement and not even horror. I'm not surprised by anything I see on local TV. I feel a little bit of sorrow for these people. But Luke Jones over at Channel 3, who would have told him to do this and signed off on this?
I don't know. I mean, there you can have fun with those folks every day if you want to.
Oh, you can.
He was holding up a sword, I think, or something, and to illustrate a story about someone stabbing with a knife or something.
He was telling people the piece says how.
I'm asking you what the flyer says.
Why bother to read it? Would be muggers how it's supposed to be done. If you have no gun, you might use one of these, he said, brandishing a wicked looking lock blade knife.
Seems legit.
So he shows you how to use a switchblade at sword point to cut somebody and then rob them. So that's good info to have. That's a nice thing.
Who could argue with that?
I don't know. There are some paragraph features on what is this thing about Gannett paying the severance of these people?
It just got resolved yesterday. I don't want to take credit, but I think the only one writing about this was the flyer. The guild, newspaper guild, put out a release last week that said announced that Gannett had not paid severance to, I believe it was 23 employees who they'd laid off in April and maybe even March. It had been 2 months. And they just were not going to pay the severance because there was a dispute about some detail in the contract with the guild. And we ran a piece about it and put it online. Then we put it back in the paper this week. I wrote about it yesterday, and mysteriously today they paid off the severances. So
good.
Maybe, well, I don't know that we had anything to do with it, but no one else is writing about that.
Well, it's just another, just one more ugly mark. It's just wrong. Will you take the Forrest Gump statue and put it in your house and end this discussion?
Have I told you about my plan to make money with this?
No.
That will make all people satisfied?
Put it in the Colosseum?
No. Oh. Here's what you do. You build a wall, a circular wall around the statue with a big door. You charge $5 to go see the statue, and you give the $5 to the Civil Rights Museum or to Shelby County Education.
1, 2, 3 steps, done.
Bam.
Money easy over with.
Statue's still there. You want to see it? Here's $5. Go see it. It's your park. Build a wall.
What would it, I mean, that is the cost of bricks and labor, the end.
Yeah. Pay for that in the first week.
Very, very good. Jackson Baker on politics. Echoes of discord. Democrats are as dysfunctional as the other
party.
They
really are. It's a sad.
They're a joke. Both parties are at they're just, it's never been this bad. Democrats are as worse as the other ones, so don't think
they're
not.
They are as worse.
They are worser than the other bunch, and it's a joke. They're gutless, spineless.
Well, they are in this instance. They're standing up trying to demand some transparency on health care, but
yeah,
that
good
ain't
luck
gonna
with that.
Happen. No,
that's not working at all for them. And now we have chicks posing in clothing.
Well, I don't think that's a proper way to.
This looks like Danny.
Categorize.
Right there.
She does.
That's not Danny, but it's a girl. This isn't you, is it?
No.
Okay.
I wish.
Were you asked to pose? Here's
no.
Here's the blonde
CoverGirl.
The lady.
Yep.
Then there's
She's
David.
She's a local musician, by
so
the way.
So are you telling me that a young man,
yes,
like David Quarles,
mm-hmm,
very flashy,
yep,
is going to wear clothes like this around here?
This is the thing. I
is
think
he armed?
So. Yeah. We asked these folks to dress, you know, dress as they would, you know, to go out for an evening or do something fun.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they took some liberties with their style, but
I think that that's being extremely kind about
I'm
it.
I'm just impressed that Memphis has these kind of cool looking people.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I think it's great. I think that the photos look good.
So what is
I have nothing to do with fashion. I have
Donahue. I see an ad for Michael Donahue, who we all
he's
love.
He's everywhere.
So what are you doing with him in the flyer?
Well, right now he's doing more online stuff, and he's doing several pages each month in Memphis Magazine of his party photos and that sort of thing. In the flyer, he's writing music and food. I don't know that he's in this week's paper.
Okay.
But he's also putting online lots of his sort of interviews and party pics. So memphisflyer.com, you'll see.
Very good. And
he's
so you
interviewing
have
local bands.
You have kept him.
We have kept him alive and well.
That's good.
And he's fun to have around.
Oh yes, he is. So good for him.
Yeah.
Lessons on making a margarita.
Yeah.
And
you need that.
Other things in here.
A
with,
really bad movie
about the what's
about
it called?
Sharks. Oh, 47 great. Meters down, getting caught in a cage under the water.
I can't believe that Michael Phelps is going to race a shark. And it is our wish that the shark eat him at the end.
He has jumped the shark.
So that's dumb stuff. The flyer has reviews of restaurants, newspapers, upcoming music events. Everything is in here, plus this week's fashion.
Oh yeah.
But there's only one shot of a dude, which I think is wrong.
There's two.
Two?
There's a couple in there.
All right.
There's a guy and his girlfriend.
Okay. Well, I may have to get this ensemble to wear for you next
Check
week.
Check out that Quarles guys.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bruce Van Weingarten from the Flyer. We will see you in a few weeks, and we will discuss Robert Irwin right now as they have they've got a big sale happening. It is June, almost July, and that means wedding time. I didn't know that until I was told by Howie at the jewelry store. Robert Irwin, they have four locations. The summer of 1,000 engagements. I don't know what that indicates. I guess it means that somebody is getting engaged every 10 seconds or something. And they have many rings and things for you to peruse about engagement or getting married. You can buy everything there. Wedding bands, it's all marked down, way down right now. And Danny wants to go buy some of them.
Well, I've got a great idea.
What?
Why don't you go into Robert Irwin Jewelers today, get 20 to 40% off the engagement ring, run home, get engaged, then run down to the courthouse and get married because it's definitely raining today. And if it rains on your wedding day, your ring could be free.
Now, the word here that we have to underline is could.
Well, if you go to the store, they'll tell you exactly when, why, how, and what. So I know it's going to rain tomorrow, too, so you could actually, you know, wait 24 hours and do it. But they'll tell you the store.
I wonder if Howie is regretting this now. I guess we're going to find out.
Yes, he's going to call me right now and say, shut up.
Drop it.
They're just going to get rushed today, bum rushed. All right, but they do have True Promise, Fairy Tale, Limited Edition, Lash Brook, I Do, Made to Order, Meant to Last, To Be Loved. All these collections are on sale, so if you've heard her say any of those, now is the time to go in there. You can spend $1,500 or more. You get a free mini vacation, and you can register to win that four-night cruise. So if you don't want to rush it, go buy the ring today. Get the mini vacation proposed to her, and then you have a honeymoon after that. There's never been a better time to get engaged than Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on right now. All four locations and online, rijewelers.com.
Coming up here in a minute, Foo Fighters, a song by them, getting you tickets to see them on the, it's in October, but we have the ninth call gets those seats when I play the Foos in just a few minutes.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.